Hello and welcome to Nine Inch Charge. Welcome to the Old World Show. Welcome to the first Old World Show of the year. It's only taken us nearly a whole month, but here we are. And we're here today to talk about some rumours that have just come up on the Fayette 212 blog that talk about potentially us seeing something new at the LVO reveal, which is only 2 days away. So we thought we'd cover it nice and quickly in time for before LVO happens and then see how reliable these rumors are. But they are quite interesting. There is some interesting stuff on there. It's talking about new sculpts. It's talking about starter boxes. It's talking about materials used for models. So there's a little bit to cover, a little bit to get our teeth into. But mostly, it is just good to be back chatting Warhammer the Old World. And it's good to be back with you as well, Tom.
It is good to be back, Daniel.
What are you up to?
So Warhammer TV had a banner of all of the stuff they were potentially going to be talking about in the preview.
It didn't have the old
anything world. For the old world. No, it's got the Horus Heresy, which is a surprise because that's not been talked about in it forever.
So, people think there's a new edition for that coming up, don't they? So it might be that, but So Games Workshop haven't said it's something they are going to talk about. However, I don't think that necessarily means that they aren't going to talk about it, because they've been quite tight-lipped about Warhammer the Old World so far. And I think that it is the sort of thing that they would just want to drop. And I think the timing now is just right, because we're less than a month away from Warhammer Total War 3 coming out. That comes out on the 17th of February.
Yeah.
So this rumor says it's hard to believe for me. Maybe Games Workshop dropping some old wars. It says old wars. they spelled it wrong. Some old world news this weekend at the LVO. So hopefully we'll see something. I think for me it's a bit of a wild card. I don't know if we will or not, but I really hope that we will. It's top of my wish list, and I think the timing is about right.
Yeah, I think it's an easy kind of gambit, isn't it, just to say something like this, because it is a massive, massive event, the LVO. And traditionally, there's always massive reveals going on, sometimes even bigger than Warhammer Fest, which I've always found surprising.
Yeah, there are. That's for sure. I've been at Warhammer Fest and been disappointed at the level of preview compared to the American events, actually. So.
And like Warhammer Fest is the home show, so you'd expect something big, but yeah, I don't know. I think we might get like a little article, a little snippet of something going on.
It might be like, you know, like at the very end, they do that like last final tease.
Yeah.
I think maybe it'll be something a bit like that. But so it says that we might be seeing something new. The source says it's hard for them to believe, but they have heard it and it is an anonymous source. But what they do talk about that they are fairly confident on is that the new starter box is going to be Orcs and Goblins versus the Empire. And that it's going to be a starter box that has all new sculpts, and there'll be zero carryover or reprints of old stuff in the box. Old models can still be used, but loadouts won't necessarily be the same, which is really cool. Nice to know that there's going to be, if it's true, there's going to be brand new sculpts, and it's not something that we haven't seen before. Loads and loads of the starter boxes for Warhammer Fantasy Battles were all brand new sculpts in there, and some things were waiting. You know, for example, I think about the Lothan Sea Guard and things like that. They were kind of waiting for the starter box to be updated.
Yeah, Lothan Sea Guard never got their own standalone box, did they? Sword Masters of Hoeth. You could only get them through the starter box.
They did have their own models previously. They had like metal versions and things like that, and you could buy them. But yeah, like the starter box was kind of where everybody ended up getting them. But they were all brand new models, so it's not a surprise to me that we'll see that. A little bit of a surprise to me that if we're going Orcs and Goblins, we're then going Empire, because the whole big thing when they released that they were going to make this game, it was Bretonnia's back and they're fighting Orcs and Goblins. So yeah. I would have probably thought that we might have seen Orcs and Goblins versus Bretonnia. But the Empire is kind of like the main stage. It's the poster boy. It's the biggest, you know, faction.
Yeah.
So it that is. They're going to release them, I think would be quite on point, I suppose.
Yeah. But maybe, so I'm going to come at you from a real weird angle, because maybe the new Bretonnian models will look a bit similar to the Empire. So someone's just seen some models and just thought, okay, we've got orcs and goblins, and we've got some heavy foot infantry and some heavy cavalry, must be Empire.
Yeah.
And it could just be some new Bretonnian models we've not seen yet.
Yeah, maybe. It depends when people see things during the stages of production and stuff like that. I can remember that when the Crawl Boys were coming out for Age of Sigmar, one of the rumors that came through from someone who saw it early was that it was just going to be sneaky orcs. So it depends when people see them. But I think that this is probably as good a guess as any as to what we will see. And it's probably more likely than some of the other things. You know, we're not saying that it's going to be, I don't know, like Tomb Kings versus something else, you know, which...
Yeah, Tomb Arabi Kings and Lizard Men.
So I think this is quite a safe bet, really. So it's cool that they're all brand new models. I think that is really great because, you know, we do want to see some new life breathed into this game. As much as we love the old sculpts, I think that would be really cool. So the other path to this rumor is that I've heard a rumor about resin for everything outside the big boxes from multiple sources. So I put my money on that being mostly accurate. So it sounds like you'll get your core box and your starter boxes, and in that will be plastic models, and they might well be the push fit model, something easy, something to get your army together. But then as you expand your forces beyond there, it is going to be resin, which is something that Forge World are known for using, aren't they? They do it in Horus Heresy, and they did for all their monsters and things like that in Warhammer Fantasy Battles and stuff like that.
They did, but then with the Horus Heresy, eventually they moved to like a plastic infantry. So a lot of the standard Space Marines ended up being plastic kits. So I think that's an interesting rumor, that one.
Yeah, I think, well, we were talking about it a little bit off stream, just saying that with resin, there's a lot of cleanup and stuff to do like that. And I think you in particular, Tom, were saying about having to give your units a bath.
Yeah, I don't want to bath a 50 unit horde. Like, that's not happening. It's going to take forever.
Yeah, bathing them, washing them, cleaning them up. There's a lot of that that goes on in resin models. But actually, the last model I painted, or the one before actually, was a large resin model. And I really enjoyed it. It wasn't as bad as I thought to clean up and to sort out. You know, I'd just be happy. And you can still capture a lot of detail in resin. Some of those models are really nice.
Oh, some of the Forge World resins are beautiful. Like the Primarch models, if you want character models, they're stunning. But I don't want to be negative, but they could be a real bugger. I've put together a tank, Forge World tanks have just massive holes in them, and you just sat there just like, it's like a 100-pound tank with a girt hole in it. You just like, it's just really, if you're trying to get into the hobby, it's not, I don't think it's the way to go.
But then I suppose this is why the starter boxes and the main stuff will be easier to get people in, and then you can choose to expand as much as you want. Obviously, we know for you and I, Tom, we're going to go beyond the starter boxes, and we want to collect kind of everything of the faction and you know, get our kind of 3,500 points worth of armies, you know, so we can have everything. But I think, you know, for starting out, I think it's encouraging that not everything will be resin. That is a positive. And it's something that you can get from the box and start playing straight away that they've been doing before. And if it's push fit or something like that, or easy to build, I think that'll be really great. So if we see anything at the LVO, which is 2 days away now, like what do you think it would be?
I don't know. I think we'll get another little article, another bit of the map. So if the rumors are for Orcs and Goblins and Empire, I reckon we'll see a nice preview of an Empire, the Empire provinces, a bit of background on what the time was like back then. So maybe some of the weaponry they use, some some of the design decisions they've gone through, and Orcs and Goblins, just let's just give us some more interest in Orcs and Goblins stuff. What they're doing at the time, you know, expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, really. I think for me, we got a starter box rumor, but it doesn't feel, they may do it, but it doesn't feel for me that we're quite ready to have the starter box shown to us yet. I think there'd be more teasers and more hype and more previews building up to that, like, this is what you're going to get. And I think, although we have had some teasers, we only had artwork, I think I would just be happy if I saw a model. I think that is what would, like, my like hype levels would go right up if I saw a model, not a picture, not some artwork, not a map. I'd like to see a model, but
an actual model on a square base. Yeah.
Yeah. And they must have that by now. They must be that far along. They can show that. The rumors seem to suggest that the game will come out this year or next. So we don't know how far away we are from that. But I would like this to be the beginning of the hype building up, I suppose. So just something to tell us, you know, that there is a timeline, there is something planned. And something I think would be cool that links in with this new game. So we know that it's going to be Cafe and it's going to be... it's going to be Kislev and there's going to be Korn. So maybe something along those lines to tie in there, but absolutely anything would be great to see. But that's all the rumors that there are at the moment. So it's just a really, really quick one from us. But just wanted to get it covered before LVO comes out so we can look back and have a look at the reliability of these rumors that can't spell the name of the game that they're reporting on. but you never know,
or get the location of the event happening right. It's definitely not happening in Los Angeles.
Lucky open. But you know, we'll see. It's been reported up, so we're gonna cover it. We're gonna cover any aspect that we can. So let us know in the comments what your wish list is, what you would like to see first, what you think the starter box might be, what you heard, and what you're most hyped about. We'll be watching it along live, and then we'll come back and report if there is anything that has been teased for the Oswald. But it can't be that far away now that we get something a bit more substantial than what we've had. The rumors were suggesting February. This is late January, so you know it's got to be just around the corner. So let's keep watching, let's keep wishing, and all being well, we'll have some really great news after the LVO reveals. So just a quick one from us. We will be back doing some longer ones. Me and Tom have got another episode on Bretonnia planned. Jeremy's coming back to talk about Dark Elves and what have you. So there's plenty more on the way. I know we've been a bit late starting this year, but that's it for now. And we will catch you next time.
Take care.